Describe a water sport you would like to try in the future. Number one, what kinds of water sports are popular nowadays? Some popular water sports are surfing, paddleboarding, and kayaking. Surfing is about riding ocean waves with a surfboard. It takes skill, but it looks really cool. Paddleboarding is so easy to learn. You just need to focus on keeping your balance on the board. Another activity is kayaking, which can be seen as a challenging boating sport. Overall, these sports are great for staying active, having fun, and enjoying the outdoors. 2. Why do people enjoy scuba diving? I think that people enjoy scuba diving for many reasons. First, it lets you explore the underwater world. You can see all kinds of animals, including fish, sharks, and even dolphins. This is an experience you won't have anywhere else. Scuba diving can also help you relax. You have to focus on what you're doing, which helps clear the mind. Personally, I'm too scared of sharks to enjoy scuba diving, but I can see why people love it. 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of water transportation? Water transportation has several advantages. For example, it can transport large quantities of goods efficiently, especially bulky or heavy goods like furniture or machinery. So, this also saves money and energy in transportation. But ships are slower. So, if you need your goods to arrive in a hurry, water transportation isn't the best choice. Besides, they produce exhaust fumes and waste water that can harm the water and its creatures. 4. Do you think it is good to teach swimming in schools? Yes, I think it's good to teach swimming in schools. Every student should learn this vital life skill. Knowing how to swim has lots of benefits. It helps children understand water safety and boosts their confidence. In situations where there might be risk in the water, being able to swim can save lives. So, offering swimming lessons in schools can help all students learn this important skill for their safety and self-protection. 5. Is it important to travel by water now compared to in the past? I think traveling by water was much more important in the past compared to now. In the past, there weren't airplanes or cars, so waterways were crucial for transporting goods and people over long distances. They helped trade and connect cities and countries. Nowadays, water transportation is still used, but it's not as necessary as before. After all, it's too slow compared to some faster and more convenient options. 6. What goods are transported by water? Many different goods can be transported by water. You can transport bulk items such as oil, coal, and grains. High-end products like electronics, clothing, and furniture are also shipped by sea. You can basically transport anything by water. However, water transport is slower than air transport, so it's not suitable for time-sensitive deliveries. 7. Why do people like to live near water? Living near water has always been popular. In the past, people had to live near water in order to grow crops and hunt. Today, living near water isn't necessary, but it's still attractive. Water has a calming effect on people. It also lets you do more activities like fishing, boating, and swimming. That's why many people like living near water. It helps them relax, enjoy nature, and have fun. 8. What do you think of the people who waste water? I think people who waste water excessively lack a strong sense of social responsibility. They don't think about how their actions affect the environment and others. Our sources of fresh water are not unlimited. Eventually, we'll run out if people waste water. Also, there are people in poorer parts of the world who struggle to get water. So we should be grateful for the water that we have. We definitely shouldn't waste it.